rolling here.
You guys are official in front of you there?
Yeah, I have it already marked up then.
Okay. I have the real answer sheet here.
Yeah.
Oh, you have your own opinion?
This is the Kerber committee, wasn't it?
I already know what I
Jerry, you want to say?
I called Jerry for his thoughts and he wasn't ready to give them, so I just want to have him rolled. Maybe we should just go through, the Senate coun, the council side by side and, start looking at identical provision. I mean, I'd like to have another member here and we should just adopt identical provisions, which we can't.
Let's just go through and see if we mind anything.
Yeah, we can discuss things.
Well, can we go through the sections that were, in 1362, and since it was enacted, just mark those out?
Yes, we can, I think we can just drop those, cross them off.
And the shaken baby stuff?
The governor.
Do you want, to go through those or can I just mark them out?
You can just mark them out.
Should we just ignore them when we go through?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Like in Article One, do you mind anything? That's all Senate.
Article One is all our stuff, and it was in the DHS bill to begin with.
Well, and it's in the Mullery, we had it adopted to the Mullery.
So you guys are gonna be?
So we're cool.
Cool with that?
How about Article Two?
Article Two.
Does your "we're cool" mean it's adopted or?
Well, we can't adopt it. It means that.
This is our plan on adopting it.
So we can.
There we go.
There we go. Jen's ready, we're looking for a motion.
I'll move the A12 amendment. Actually, I'll move the, sorry, do.
Do Senate Articles One and Two.
Article One, Sections One and Two.
Article One, Sections One and Two. Representative Abler moves, Article One, Sections One and Two from the Senate language. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion fails. Let's, that's not right there, but we could.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I'll move the A12.
Representative Abler moves the
Senate passage and the House.
A12 amendment, that's a different one we passed now, Joan.
Okay.
Talks about the surveillance of leshes.
This is,
A12.
Maybe,
Oh, sorry.
Jerry Kerber could.
Oops, that's a different one that we're gonna do.
Amendment for us real quick.
Oh.
Which is regarding data practices, actually. So as we're in the data practices article, it is the right place to offer this one.
That'll be coming up, so.
Mr. Chair and members, the A12 is two provisions out of the Omnibus Data Practices Bill that has passed the Senate floor and is waiting on the House floor. The language in Section 2.
Could you just state your name?
Oh, Lori Barkopensky, Department of Administration. The language in Section 2 is identical both in the House and the Senate language, and Senator Olson, who is carrying the omnibus, as well as Representative Holberg on the House side, are comfortable with what is in Section 1. And I can explain what the provisions do. Section 1 of the bill just allows personal home contact information for government employees to be used in case of an emergency so that employees can be gotten a hold of. Section 2 is just needed because of the move from the workers' comp program, move from the old doer into admin. They now need statutory authority to be able to get employee information from the Department of Finance.
Any questions on the A12 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A12 amendment, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you.
And then we're going to do Article 2, I think.
And then we'll start on Article 2, and we do have
an amendment to clean it up.
An amendment to clean it up. Senator Olson,
yes.
Oh, yeah, you can do
I'll
that.
Move the A13 amendment.
Oh, that's a big long one.
Okay. I believe is oh, the that's one that'll clean up this.
Is this the Dibble language?
Yeah.
Okay, the A11.
Senator Olson moves the A11 amendment, which will clean up a couple of sections in Article 2, 1 through 9. This is Senator Dibble's respiratory therapist licensure bill. The agency is neutral on this, but I'd like to adopt the A11 amendment to the Senate language, and then we can discuss the the content of the articles. Any questions on that? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. We now have basically Article 2 sections.
Do you
want
to move that? Is this your main interest? Why don't you move 1 through 9?
Do you want to move 1 through 9?
I can do that. That's on the A13 then?
Senator Olsen moves Article 2, Senate Sections 1 through 9.
This is identical to the House bill, so we're totally fine.
Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. All right.
It says it was the Minnesota Department of Health prefers the Senate.
Usually,
why would they prefer
usually
the Senate?
They
I think the House
discuss.
Is pretty, I mean, I think that's kind of
we're on. Well, for one thing, this, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So
I'll move Senate Article 2, Section 1.
Representative Abler moves the Senate language from Senate File Number 3,
okay.
Article 2, Section 1.
What is Senate File Number 3? Was that got from the bill of Number 3?
That's
Senate File 3.
Yeah. All those in everybody understand that motion? Any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
And I'll move Section 2 on the same one.
Representative Abler moves the Senate language from Senate File Number 3, Article 2, Section 2. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
We're down to stuff that's almost identical. So
10 through...
I'm going to move. Let's see.
So, well, hold on here. 10 and 11 are...
11 and 12 are identical, and 10 they prefer the House. So I'm going to move the House sections 10 through 12. How's that? That gets it.
That's a House, one House only provision that we are okay with.
Should I go ahead on pages?
Well, you're looking at the one that has
the cheat
pages
sheet.
Got screwed up.
I got the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
But whatever everybody
okay.
else has.
So if I move, they prefer the House. And this is identical, and that one's identical.
Let's
so
move.
So if I move the House on those three, that it gets
Senator Abler moves House language. Representative Abler moves House language sections 3 and 4, which will be.
Oh, okay.
These are
cool.
Catholic. Conference provisions plus added language on top of some of the Senate provisions.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got it on your side, too. Okay.
Yeah, we got some of it, but not all of it, and we've been okay with it. So,
cool.
On that motion, any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Okay, so then we're on House Section 5 is identical. House Section 6 is identical. Representative Abler moves House Sections 5 and 6. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Senate has technical trains enhancing clarity. I hate it when they say that. That's how good the Senate factor is. You prefer the Senate? Oh.
Yeah, I prefer the Senate. On Section 7,
okay.
House Section 7, I guess it'd be Senate
so
Section
almost, 13. Almost Senate 13.
Representative Abler moves Senate Section 13. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Section 14 is one of the bonus sections.
Yeah, we'll just we're not going to take that.
Do you want to have an opinion expressed or anything?
Well, I think it's good policy, but the administration has a good deal of discomfort with that. I don't think this is actually it came from a Dahl bill,
the child care center,
and it was for child care centers.
Are you looking at
section it is
deficit?
Section
14,
Senate Section 14. It's page 6 on
right.
Your
okay, thank you.
Amendment. It is a Senate's only section, and what it really did was it involved notice to parents when a disqualification is set aside or a variance is granted. So that the center wouldn't have to post that forever and wouldn't have to notify incoming the parents of incoming kids, they would still have to notify existing kids. But I, you know,
it's not acceptable.
The governor is not ready to do this yet. I talked with the Senate author. He understands this. I talked with the advocates who are liking this, and they understand that, you know, to include this in this bill would just...
Yeah. So, Mr. Chair, so it would stay with current law, which is...
We are not going to adopt this. So notice would have to be provided to all current and prospective parents and be posted when there's a disqualification. And I will say, I believe the vote on the Senate floor on this was 63-3. I mean, it's not... You know, I believe it's a pretty reasonable provision, but that said,
for another day.
Another day.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I think I'll move the Senate sections 15 and 16 since they're identical.
Representative Abler moved Senate sections 15 and 16. Any questions on that motion? What's that?
Well, they're identical. Oh, did you have a
Senate sections?
14. Oh, yeah.
You want us to do that now?
I'll be happy to motion.
We can.
Well, we consider the motion by which you didn't offer it. Let me help you out. So Senate 15 and 16.
Representative Abler moves Senate sections 15 and 16. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
The next one really did. Right?
Now, Mr. Chair, we can go all the way to House Section 14.
Okay, because these are all in law. Senate Section 10... Or House Section 10, rather, that was signed as well. On the thing it says not.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was not a. That's a fiscal issue, though. So
it's
I don't
fiscal,
know if you.
So we're not going to do fiscal. So we aren't. We're up to 10, but it was not adopted. Huh? Maybe we.
So we're up to Senate 19.
Okay. I think Mr. Kerber might want to come and say something to us.
Mr. Chair,
well, if it was, then it's law.
Yeah, right. Mr. Chair, members, I'm Jerry Kerber from the Licensing Division at DHS, and I believe that section was adopted when I went and looked today.
Okay.
It was sort of technical language that went along with the transfer of background study duties for adult foster care providers from the county to the state, and this was one that just sort of cleaned up the licensing fee language for counties. It was just that narrow section that said that counties don't have to charge for background studies anymore.
Oh, what this was, the governor's bill increased it to $750. We didn't take that part of
exactly.
It. So it left
right.
It at $500.
So this
$500.
Is
right.
Current law?
It is.
Yes.
Signed in. Okay. Senate 19. Okay.
Anyone? I'll move Senate 19.
Representative Abler moves Senate Section 19. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
The next two are law, is that right?
Yep.
And what's
Senate
the
Section 20 is identical.
You know what the cheat sheet says of Senate. Is there something about that? So I should move to Senate 20.
It says it's identical.
Well, House Item 2 and Senate are identical. There's something.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jerry, why don't you just stay there, huh?
Senator Olson?
I don't have the pages for this is, but the menu that you are having me offer does deal with the House language on that. There's a couple of technical changes involving the sick and baby syndrome.
Maybe we should adopt that one. Alike, as per the requirement by a recent lawsuit.
That's correct.
And the remainder of the A2 amendment is rather technical and throughout the bill. Recommended by the department. Any questions on the A2 amendment?
No, I think that's it. It moves it down the column.
Yes. Well, it, yeah.
Fine to me. If you move that, send it around. So moves it.
All those in favor of the A2 amendment, aye?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Now we're back to section 20 again.
Yeah.
There is a little difference there.
What, is this house only, so what was the?
Members, the difference in the house language has one of the provisions that was in the omnibus bill that has to do with the transfer of background studies for foster care again. There were a number of those provisions. And so because that's already in law now, what really makes sense is to adopt the House version, or excuse me, the Senate version.
So I'm the Senate section 20.
Representative Abler moves Senate section 20. Discussion on that. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Do we have to do a technical thing for shaking babies?
We just, I believe yep. that amendment was part of what we just adopted.
Just remind them.
And we adopted it to the House.
Yes.
So we should adopt the House on that.
Senator Olson moves section 19, House section 19.
19? I thought that was what.
Is that what we're talking about?
Oh.
But that was, we just
19 was also adopted, signed by the governor.
1920, that was where the part of the technical amendments were applied to the House.
Oh, right. So make it 19.
19 and 20 sort of go together, and they are. 19 is in the one that's signed into law. What this amendment that you just adopted had made this provision identical to that that's already in the law. And then House Section 20 is actually a little amendment that takes the what's signed into law a little further.
So we don't really need to adopt Section 19, it doesn't sound like.
19, you would not need to.
It's just
because it's already.
It's already, right.
With the amendment right. that we just put into it. Center.
Right.
So we won't take it.
Okay.
Senator Olson withdraws her motion.
Okay.
She wants to move Section 20.
Okay. Yes.
And 21.
Yeah. Oh,
section 19.
That's already law.
Pardon me?
So we amended it now. It's identical to what it got. So
the amendment will deal with, that will be picked up and applied to law rather than just to the page and line that's in this.
When we adopted the amendment, it just amended the language that was in the bill that we're trying to decide whether to put into the conference committee report or not. So what
one of those was section 19.
Right. So now section 19 has some amendments in it, but we're not going to put it in the conference committee report. Is what
it's
we're
identical
talking about?
To
so it doesn't. It's because it's already in law.
It's already okay.
But
as
20
amended.
We're tweaking it.
Okay. And 20.
20 we're tweaking.
It was a technical amendment.
Senator Olson moves adoption of House Section 20. On that motion, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And so now 21 needs an amendment. House 21. Is there an amendment?
Members, the amendment that we need here was incorporated in the last amendment that you adopted, the A2.
House 21 as amended.
Senator Abler moves House Section 21 as amended. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Doing House 22, is that right?
Is that right? I don't
know. You prefer the. Kasichi says the Senate. Section 22.
Section 22 actually doesn't have any changes to it.
I just carried it.
But you prefer the Senate.
That's
so it doesn't, I mean, if you adopt one, there's no change to the law. If you adopt the other one, it's silent. So.
That's a little legislative humor.
Yeah.
So we're just going to skip section 22?
No,
is that how you do it?
There's no underlined language.
Yeah, there's no underlined languages.
Okay.
There had been in an earlier bill, and the engrossment took out the changes but left the language.
Okay.
I could still argue it for a while. Section 22 of the Senate. Motion
I'll move Senate.
23?
Mm-hmm. House 20.
House 20. Senate 22.
House 23.
That's the one you prefer. Is that right, Jerry? Senate, I move Senate 23. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's what. Representative Abler moves Senate Section 22. Any questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
And then the next two are already adopted. And
yeah,
23, is that amendment already in there, Mr. Kerber?
Yes, it is.
So I move the House 26 as amended.
Representative Abler moves House Section 26 as amended. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Ready? Opposed? Motion prevails.
I'm going to move Senate 24.
Representative Abler moves Senate Section 24. Any questions on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Next session is already a law.
Next section is already a law.
Senate Section 25.
This
looks like it's identical.
So I'll move Senate Section 25.
Representative Abler moves Senate Section 25. Any questions on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Now, we just amended 30 and 31. Is that on the House? So we need to adopt those. I move to adopt Senate or House 30 and 31 as amended.
Representative Senator Olson moves adoption of House Sections 30 and 31 as amended. Any further discussion on those? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
And then I'll move Senate Sections 28 and 29.
Representative Abler moves Senate Sections 28 and 29 that are identical to the House. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
And then,
and then I'll move Senate 30.
This was from the original bill. Representative Abler moves Senate Section 30. Any questions on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Senator Olson moves House 38 and 39 as amended.
It says, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Senator Olson.
It says here that the Senate language is recommended.
No, because we amended the House language.
Senator Lori, I believe.
Paragraph D, there's something to do with paragraph D there.
I believe this is a different section that this modifies. It gives permission for foster parents to adopt foster children who may be permanently disqualified. And the other pieces in the amendment that you just adopted deal with termination of parental rights. So this was not amended.
Okay, 38 wasn't, and 39 was.
I thought that 38 needed.
Mr. Chair, I'll try and explain what's going on here. The difference in the Senate version, there were two exclusions to the permanent bar status that people have where they cannot request reconsideration. One was those cases where it's a foster care provider is adopting a child who happens to have a history that would cause that person to be forever disqualified and therefore. As long as that person now moves from being a foster child to a household member, the license would have to be revoked, ironically. And so all the other kids would have to move out. So that's the provision that was in the department bill here to kind of loosen that up. The other one that got amended on in the Senate only was Senator Olsen's bill that expanded that opportunity for a reconsideration to people who were disqualified because of involuntary termination of parental rights. And so the Senate language had two new paragraphs. The House had one. And with the earlier amendment that dealt more deeply with that issue, where those people who have involuntary termination of parental rights in every case will now have an opportunity to request a set aside, and they're disqualified for a shorter period of time. It's the Senator Olsen language is moot. And so that's why we were recommending really the House language. It just goes right back to the department bill.
Which we just moved.
Yes.
Yeah.
House.
Okay. So somebody moved Senator Olsen moved House sections 38 and 39 as amended. Any further discussion on that one? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Upson and Lashman was House 40, 41, 42, and 43.
Representative Lash moves House.
Just to get his name in the minutes.
40, 41, 42, 43. They are identical in both.
He gets per diem then.
per diem motion, Mr. Chair.
Any further discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails.
And Mr. Chair, Senate 44, I can explain that. That's a.
Yeah.
House 44.
Yeah, that's a.
House 44.
Yeah, it's a House only provision.
My gosh, all these agency bills have so much about chiropractors in them.
It makes sense.
Oh. This just says that if you're working for a practitioner license, if you're a massage therapist working under a practitioner license under 147 or 148, which is medical and chiropractic people, you don't have to, they don't need a local license. So, anyway, so I'll move House 44.
There was an amendment to move this to a better place in statute.
Was that right?
I think that was in mine.
Was it?
There's one that was in, that you changed it from. Where did I see it? It was from 256.364 to 471.
Okay.
709. That's a.
That's already been
adopted. That's a big move, it seems like to me.
So it's twice as good.
I have no idea where they are.
Staff knows those.
That's in a section dealing with municipalities.
Amended.
Okay.
It was moved to that.
I'll move section 44 as amended.
Representative Abler moves section 44 as amended. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevails.
I don't know about what does neutral mean? Those staff have advice to.
Well, I think they're
45 or 46. It doesn't say identical. It says they're neutral.
Well, pick the House since they're already here.
All right. Well, I'll Representative Towle moves us House sections 45, 46, and 47.
Representative Towle moves House sections 45, 46, 47. Any discussions on that? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion. 48 is adopted.
Actually, 48 is in the subsequent amendment that you adopted in conference committee, so you might want to adopt this just in case.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So House, I move House 48.
It's a continuing care.
Yeah.
Okay. I move House 48.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Representative Abler moves House Section 48.
She said Senate.
Is it?
The answer she said
Senate. All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, Senator Olsen moves Senate 38, 39, and 40.
Senator Olsen moves Senate Sections 38, 39.
There isn't a minute.
40. Any discussion on those? That motion? Seeing none. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
Was 52 adopted already?
It was amended with that amendment.
Okay. So, so a House has been amended. So, Mr. Amul, House 52 has amended.
Representative Abler moves House Section 52 as amended. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
And so, Senate 42. So I move Senate 42 and Senate 43.
Okay. Yeah. Representative Abler moves Senate Sections 42 and 43. Any discussion on that? Seeing none. All those in favor?
We should probably do this first. We're not actually in the technical article yet because House had their revisor instruction in Article 1 and we have their
Staff recommends Senate here.
Yeah, actually, President Powell is moving both Article Senate with that Article 3 business and Section 44.
Representative Powell moves Article 3, Sections 1 to 5. From the Senate language and Senate Section 44. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion prevails.
Mr. Chair, is that the A13 amendment?
Yeah.
For the last couple there.
Move the A13 amendment.
Mr. Chair, Representative Abel, these are technical amendments to the bill that was signed last night by the governor. So, yes, these are technical amendments to the Omnibus Health and Human Services bill.
But some of them are for sections that were carried in here, too.
Okay, the House would like not to do this amendment. There is some view from a place much higher than myself that this would be better deferred.
Really?
Do it somewhere else.
Yes. Incredibly technical.
Well, okay. I'm just messing. With respect. I'm messing.
You want to withdraw your...
I'll withdraw my 18 amendment.
Way beyond my pay grade. So. Can we adopt other Senate technical stuff?
What are you
We're not doing that here.
These are the technical corrections from the...
Yeah, there's going to be a bigger technical. We're going to keep them all last suit together. Okay. So. It'd be the Lesh bill, no doubt.
So then we're into the Article 3 Human Services technical stuff.
And so are there only, those are Senate only provisions?
Looks like it.
So Senator Olson.
Mr. Chair, these were put in the technical article, but they're not technical.
I was going to say, yeah, these are actually, they actually do something.
Is this tattoos or is that a different one?
No.
So everybody's fine with them?
Everybody's fine with them. Yvonne sent each of you an email describing the history.
I have
of how this
900 unopened emails. So
do you? I don't know. So Senator Lori suggested I get in touch with you, which I did.
Members, what this is about is there's a provision in the BCA's law that allows them to do what they call child protection background studies, and so it's a background study that's available to people who want to do a study on coaches and Boy Scout leaders and anybody who's dealing with kids, and the definition is very broad as to who can come under that. And what this is doing is simply making it just a little bit broader to include contractors of those folks who are going to have some contact with kids.
So they get to use your service.
Mr. Chair, Representative Abler, this really doesn't come through the Department of Human Services. This is a background study that's done directly with the Department of Corrections.
Oh. It's not required that they have to do it.
No.
There's nothing required. It's all discretionary. And there's a fee involved, and there's a structure already set up in law, and this is just expanding slightly
there going to be a bill sometime to let them use the DHS so the correction can coordinate with DHS background? Is that someone else?
Yeah, we can only hope for that.
But this correction, they don't have as much stuff as we do. This is if they're felons, convicted felons, all that stuff.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Abler, that's a really good point. When they do background checks, they're called child protection background studies. Ironically, they don't look at child protection records to see if people have a history of child maltreatment. And so someday, I'm guessing maybe next year, those background studies could be expanded to get at that database that we manage.
How would it be just to include corrections, DHS with corrections in this language? Wouldn't that work? I mean, if it's all optional, couldn't they just call you up and pay the $10 or whatever? Does that require more work than we can do here in the app? I like the idea, so we're embracing the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Saving a whole other week.
Mr. Chair, Representative Abler, it's going to get kind of complicated.
Representative Abler moves Senate sections
you want to craft
six,
an amendment
seven, and eight. Any further discussion on those? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails.
One last pass at amendment there, Mr. Kirby. Another bill from the day. That's the whole bill, right?
Yes.
Can I just offer a comment?
I don't think we left anything open.
I just want to thank the child care and this little project I got worked out about the YMCA.
Here's this. I don't know if you want that language, the Senate language
really
to be adopted.
And the rest of you worked on stuff. You all worked real hard. Sorry about that. We could drag this out long.
Thank you, everybody, very much.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're done. We don't need to adopt the.
Oh, do we have to
say grace award any other
way?
I move to adopt all this.
Representative Abler moves to adopt the conference committee report. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion prevailed. And the conference committee is adjourned.
Great.
Tony, good job.
What?
Thank you.